Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa. This week marks 18 years since the U.S. dropped its first bombs on Afghanistan in Kabul.
Since 9/11, we as taxpayers have spent over $6 trillion to pay for wasteful regime change wars, wars that have taken the lives of thousands of my brothers and sisters in uniform.
That was Hawaii Representative and Army National Guard veteran Tulsi Gabbard on the issue she makes the focal point of her campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination: the true security and safety of Americans, including not putting our armed forces at risk unnecessarily. Many 2020 candidates want to bring U.S. troops in Afghanistan home, including President Donald Trump, who claimed he was close to making a deal with the Taliban that fell through. This week, he decided to pull troops from northern Syria, putting U.S.-allied Syrian Kurdish forces at risk of an invasion by Turkey, whose military is second in size only to the United States in the NATO alliance. This is part of President Trump's goal to stop what he calls ridiculous endless wars, a goal Gabbard shares, but with a different approach. She's a strong proponent of diplomacy before military action. Criticized for meeting with Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad and refusing to call him a war criminal in 2017, she later clarified that Assad is a brutal dictator, but that launching a U.S. military attack in response to his use of chemical weapons should require highly nuanced discussions at many levels.
We see examples of Roosevelt meeting with Stalin, who was responsible for the deaths of tens of millions of people. We saw Nixon meeting with Mao in China. They were criticized for meeting with brutal dictators, with adversaries, but they did so understanding this is the only way to achieve peace and to avoid war.
Diplomacy with Iran has stalled since President Trump scuttled Obama's nuclear deal and put in place what some call crippling economic sanctions that even U.S. allies are working around. Iran President Hassan Rouhani has refused to meet with President Donald Trump until sanctions are at least partially lifted. Rising tensions raise questions about military security and cybersecurity after Microsoft revealed a group they believe has ties to Iran attempted to access Trump campaign email accounts. Political entities are particularly susceptible to these attacks, explains Douglas Jones, expert in election security at University of Iowa.
Individual campaigns are vulnerable because even rumor of hacking can be used to tremendous political advantage. We've been demanding services without really demanding security, and that attitude is becoming quite dangerous now.
Yesterday, the Republican-led Senate Intelligence Committee called for sweeping action by Congress to prevent social media interference in 2020, acknowledging Russian interference in 2016 that damaged Hillary Clinton and helped the Trump campaign. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.